For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Everybody, and welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, man. Super excited that you guys are tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Our numbers are good. We want to get them up. We can only do that through you. And the fact that you guys tweet us and you tweet our links, you help us out, we can't thank you enough. Just me and the teams here today, the Mexicans down.
He couldn't make it.
I think he might have got deported. Tune in next week to find out if he got deported. The Jew is in Hawaii.
And he said he was going to be here. And what happened?
What's the time in Hawaii right now? It's got to be only an hour or two behind us. So it's not like it's like, oh, I got to get up at 5 in the morning, mate. Because, you know, he's talking in his native Australian tongue.
He was closer to being on this show when he was in
New York.
Australia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's 5 a.m., but I'll set an alarm.
Yeah.
Then he is in Hawaii, where he's like, I'll definitely be on this week. You have nothing to worry about. 100% I'll be there.
Yeah, it's really great. Good times. Good times. So it's just me and the team, which means we take your calls. This is going to be a very call-heavy show.
So feel free to call in 323-282-7424. That's at ATC.
A lot of stuff getting into, but real quick, we got to give a shout out to people who pay the bills. Guys, let's go into this. You know, it's the end of October, November, which means everything's cooking with gas. All your favorite sports, you got to get in on that action. You got to make those bets. Got to make that cheddar, doc. Make that cheddar. Cheddar, cheddar, cheddar. Go to betdsi.eu or .com. Use a punch drunk promo code, get $10 betting cash. Make that money, guys. Make that cheddar. We also have our good friends at
Caveman Coffee.
No, Draft.
Oh, yes. Go to playdraft.com/punchdrunksports. Use the code punchdrunksports, and that gets your $5 entrance fee back. Every friend that you recommend gets you $10 to play with. And now you can beat your friends in fantasy football. They're in some dumb other league that you don't give a shit about. Play for money. You know, you play for fucking 17 weeks just to win $50 in some fantasy league that you're in. How about winning $50 every single week?
Every single week. I've been taking a pound and you guys have been bringing the wood
really?
To me. But yeah,
for a few weeks.
I was undefeated for a while, but they got me, dude. One week, Hopkins kills me because like 1 week he destroys me. So I draft him and the next week he doesn't even show up.
Yeah.
So Hopkins, what is it? Playdraft.com. /
Punch Drunk Sports, and then use the code Punch Drunk Sports, and that lets you in for free. And recommend a friend if they use the same code, that gets you $10 to beat some fucking friends' butts with.
Tebow, we got to get you on there. You got to start playing.
I got to start playing. I have so many things juggling right now with gambling and fantasy football
gambling.
And football and, you know, suicide pools. And that's where you got to get in.
Can you draft yourself in your own suicide pool?
If I could, I probably would win this week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Times is tough, Sam.
So get into that. Caveman Coffee. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use Punch Drunk Sports. A lot of you guys are using Fighter and a Kid. We get it. We love their show. They're both two people I love. Help out Punch Drunk Sports. Show us some love. Buy coffee from us.
And you know what? We'll challenge them.
You will challenge
no,
them.
No, we're going to challenge them.
You're going to challenge them.
Podcast versus podcast in a street fight
Tebow.
Us and our new host, Tate Fletcher. You see what I'm doing there?
I would still take them.
I know, I would too, but fuck. I think you and me could take Callen, no problem.
I don't know about that.
Two against one?
Dude, he's 50-year-old man shredded.
I know, but it's two against one, and I'll bite a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, for you to bite him means he has to take. He has to be wailing on me.
Yeah, that's our move. You go in for the punch, and then I sneak up and bite this bitch.
I don't know about that. I don't want to fight Callen.
We challenge you, Fighter and the Kid.
I'm not challenging anybody.
Yeah, okay. Me and Sam.
Okay.
And our new host, Tate Fletcher, who's replacing Ari, who's never here anyway.
Nobody's here. Just me and you.
Well, us and Tate Fletcher. So Tate, you know,
Tate could take Shop? I think it would be a pretty fucking vicious fight.
I mean, Shab's spent a lot more time in the octagon than Tate has in the most recent years. Not that Tate doesn't train. I mean, he still grapples all the time. He's got a gym. He's lifting heavy shit every day. I wouldn't want to fight Tate.
Did I tell you?
But I'm not Brendan Schaub.
Did we talk last week about how I threw out my calf?
No, but I pulled a hamstring sleeping. That's when you know you're getting old.
I've done that before.
I woke up with a full-blown hammy.
I had a...
Put me on the IR.
I blew out my calf jump roping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. You got to stretch your calves, kid.
Yeah, I got to. But it's like I go to the 10 o'clock class.
A jump rope class?
No, it's a Thai boxing class because I'm trying to lose these tits and get super shredded. I feel like I need...
Well, then we're definitely fighting these guys. You're in Thai boxing classes. I'm doing
a
bunch of other things.
I think
Brian
Callen takes a bunch of workout. I think he fucking boxes, and I think he does everything.
Yeah, but you could take out. You could at least get in the way of Callen's punches to distract.
Oh, so
him.
I could eat his punches, so
yeah,
you
yeah,
could
yeah.
bite him.
Well, that you're just you're running it like a distraction, and then Tate and Schaub, they're in a whole fucking thing. They're in a real fucking situation, and then I come up. I
what
bite
happens
this motherfucker.
If he just catches Tate and Tate's out early?
Then we got a whole fucking hole. Then we got a big problem. We need Tate to last like 5 minutes. While you're getting your face fucking jacked up.
Okay.
And then right. I sneak in. I wait till he gets about 10 or 15 punches in. And then I'm like, okay, now he thinks he's got him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Then I come in. I bite the living fuck out of Brian Callen. I mean, I bite him. It's not even like I just kind of bite him.
Yeah.
I bite him really hard. Where he's like, ow, did you just bite me? And I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Okay, keep going. I'm here.
And then you kind of get your shit together. You know what I mean? I re-break your nose so it's back straight. And then we go help Tate.
Yeah,
not
I like
that Tate's going to need our help
I like
against
Schaub,
but and then now Tate's on top of him. You go in, you start taking punches from Schaub to double distract him. Who comes in? Old Pac-Man biting motherfuckers left and right. I'm biting both of you, Fighter and the Kid. Quit taking our caveman coffee sponsors.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just want to play this real quick. Because you know what time it is. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, it is. It's NBA opening day.
And only 66 more days of Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Christmas shopping.
I love it. Today is the day that the NBA season starts.
Now, we've already talked more NBA on this show than any other sport, except for maybe MMA.
No, we talk NFL a lot.
I mean,
I try to talk more of an NFL, but you're too busy talking about whose prick you want to suck.
I talk about whose delicious wang I would like to make love to with my face. You can make it all dirty, like suck and all this gay stuff.
Yeah.
I just want a couple fucking cool dudes hang out with me, have some bro time, and maybe we suck each other off sideways like a harmonica.
Yeah, okay. That's so interesting.
You make that weird, you make that gay, it's like...
Oh, man. Also, dude, can we do... A lot of people loved last week's episode.
And also, don't forget, real quick, we'll wrap this up, go to punchdrunksports.com. Check out the website. It's a great website. If you want to write for it, please email writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up to do that. And click the Amazon link if you're going to do any shopping. Thank you. A couple people tweeted us and said they went on there, bought some new basketball kicks, bought some things left and right.
You got to get those kicks, dog. You got to get those kicks.
And by the way, have you seen those new anniversary Jordans that are coming out? The brown ones?
No, are they great?
They are fucking badass, dude.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them?
I would marry them. They're brown, but all the gold that's on them is 24 karat gold, like the eyelets on them and the little Jordan symbol on the side. All brown leather. They're badass. They're coming out at like end of the month or maybe in November. Guaranteed these things come out at $400 or $500. Guaranteed they all sell out and you can only get them online. And then the black market, and by black market, I don't mean the illegal market that goes on under the actual market. I mean black people selling these things online. They're going to be $1,500, $2,000. They're fucking really badass. But anyways,
I know you're handling this. I'm trying to find this thing.
Go to, yeah, this is what happens when Ari's not here and when the Mexican isn't here.
Okay.
It's so Tripoli, nose deep into his computer.
No. The guy who called in last week, who loved, who's doing cocaine.
Oh, yeah. He died.
He didn't die.
Dead?
No. Not dead.
Not rehab. Guarantee he's not in rehab.
Well, he said they did one more line.
Okay.
And then threw it out.
Understandable. I'm proud of that. It's a hard thing to
do. And then 3 minutes later, cursed my name.
Why'd he curse your name? Because he was out of coke.
Yeah. And I told him he'd do that.
That's
a hard thing
to do. You're
going
to
throw that coke out, and you're going to be like, fuck, why'd I just do that?
That's a tough thing to do. I understand how hard that is to do.
Would you say do the rest of the coke and then not buy more coke?
It depends how much you have left and how much you've been doing.
Like bricks of coke?
Like if it's 5 a.m., I've been doing coke for 12 hours, and I still have like $70 worth of coke left? No. If I'm already in that zone of like, fuck it, I want to quit, this is fucking my life. But if I have
to the cocaine line.
If I have like 8 more lines left, and I've been doing coke since like midnight and it's 5 a.m., I'm like, fuck it. I might as well wrap this shit up and then call it.
You should call it
like
if you're really hurting and you have a lot of coke left. You should call up a friend who is female who likes coke and will let you do weird shit to them.
I don't know about that because what that leads to, as I'm sure you know, is her doing 3 or 4 lines, you doing 2 or 3 lines, and then her going, gosh, I wish we had more coke. And then you go, fuck, we better get some more coke. This chick's ripe for the picking. Next thing you know, you got a fucking 8-ball at your house and a bunch of fucking strangers. Some weird black guys show up, a couple Mexicans.
Why they gotta be weird, dude? That's a big thing I'm dealing with in my sobriety right now.
Why do they have to be weird? Why do people that show up at your house at 5 a.m. only because you have coke? Why do they have to be weird? I don't know. It's weird. Oh, look, we're getting a call, Sam Tripoli.
Oh, shit.
Our celebrity hotline is ringing.
On the draft.com, playdraft.com hotline. Who's this?
This is anonymous caller.
I have no clue who this is.
Awesome. Well,
I have 15 lines of kitty litter in front of me. Oh, do it or not? I need to get the advice.
Yes. Well, how much kitty litter have you been doing today and in your life in general?
Well, I'm on a box a day habit. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
What kind? The big box or like
the
little?
Is it the box or is it the bag? They always have the cat walking like with the tat.
The old lady
up.
That has like 70 cats kind of a box, like Sam's Club kind of a box? Or what are we talking about here?
Well, I was not totally honest with you. I have one box a day and the one bag a day habit.
Oh, my God. You're doubling up. Double up.
So you're doing like 10 pounds. So that's actually probably, you're doing so much kitty litter, it's probably affecting your weight.
Yeah, let's say if I had to maybe fight in a professional organization, I probably would not make it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Now, listen, I don't know who this is, but I think I know, but I don't want to say because it's your story. But word is, you're thinking about coming back to the said organization, and you only want mega fights. Is that true?
Fine, it's George St. Pierre.
Wow, I didn't even recognize your voice there. Were you doing some sort of impression?
You're a man of 1,000. Who's this, Jeff Richards, with all the crazy voices you could do?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get into voiceover work. It has not been going well, so the plan B is mega fights.
Yeah, I heard you have actually a pretty decent Tony Hinchcliffe impression. Is that true?
What impression?
Tony Hinchcliffe impression.
I am a big fan of comedy, and I do an impression of this man.
I'd like to hear it if you don't mind.
Oh, Ohio State is having problems at quarterback.
Can we hear
pretty
any?
Good. That was
I'm going to yell out a character, and I would like to see, George, what your impression of that character would be. Okay?
Okay.
Sassy black chick at the post office.
Hey, do you want to do the letter or what, eh?
That was pretty spot on.
That was really
how about,
good.
How about Jewish lawyer?
Hey, I like money, okay?
Okay.
That's pretty all good,
right,
too.
All right, all
That's
right.
That's pretty good, too.
How about Southern bigot redneck?
Hey, y'all, let's root for the Cowboys.
Oh, man. I don't know why you're not working. You're crushing this.
So what would be a mega...
If people are listening, I hope you listen and discover that GSP has talent.
Yeah, all over the place. All kinds of talent. Now, what we were talking about you mega fighting, and then I want to get back to your drug problem because maybe we can help you, because I think that seems to be a theme here on Punch Drunk Sports, a sports podcast, where you can call in and get an intervention performed upon you. What would be a mega fight for you? Give me a couple fights that you wouldn't mind taking, George.
I am calling out Ronda Rousey right now.
Oh, whoa. Mega fight.
Now,
that would be a
mega fight.
I like that.
I'll meet her at I'll drop to 160.
Okay. She fights at 135. That might be weird.
Well, start eating, Ronda. Start bulking up. You're with this Hawaiian piece of trash, Travis Brown, so you need to get in the
way. Shots fired!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not a big fan ever since he started banging his dream lady.
That's so weird. That's so sad.
Now, since Ronda left you for your nemesis, the Diaz family in general, is there any other love interest in your life? Are you dating right now? Are you seeing anybody? Are you playing the field?
I'm setting my eyes on Misha Tate.
Oh, she's hot.
Her boyfriend is a mediocre fighter.
Yeah, her boyfriend is, he's not very much of a fighter.
He's not bad.
He's not bad, but he hasn't
really
fought anybody.
Brian Calloway's pretty, he's good. He's like, he's just below, he's right in between. Like, he's a pretty, he's a good fighter.
Yeah, but he's no GSP.
Well, there's not a lot of GSPs.
That's true.
The only belt he'll ever wear is if she wins it, he'll wear hers.
Oh,
he's not wearing the belt in the relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. Do MMA fighters say that? She's wearing the belt in that relationship.
It's the same for Travis Brown. He will never win the heavyweight. He has no gas in the tank.
Yeah, he
has no ground. His ground game isn't that great either. I don't know if I know you listen to the podcast. What about the what was said about Nick Diaz dropping bombs that it wasn't really Ronda that got pregnant, but actually her sister.
I think anything is possible with the Diaz brothers. You deal with them. Next thing you know, you wake up in a refrigerator box underneath the ground.
In the desert.
That's so true.
In your underwear.
That's so true.
With a cell phone that only had our phone number on it.
How about...
I want to say this. I've come out against Nick Diaz before, but I want it on record that I think he should be allowed to come back.
Yeah, I know. I read a couple articles that you said you were in support of him being able to still fight.
I think if the commission didn't suspend him for burying me alive, that he should be allowed to fight on the marijuana. I've changed my stance.
Yeah. Now, we actually never discussed that. You think he should have been suspended for burying you alive in a refrigerator box in your underwear with a cell phone that only had our phone number.
The worst part about it for me is the phone numbers. It should have had at least a couple more, maybe David Loazzo programmed in there.
Yeah, you had us call your family and let them know that you were still alive.
Which I appreciate. Ari did it, and it was very nice call.
Well, I didn't want we didn't want them to worry.
Real
about
quick,
you,
GSP, who are you going to? What are you going as for Halloween?
Good question.
Well, up here in Canada, we have a different sort of Halloween, but I'm going as my good friend David Loazzo.
Oh, you're going to go blackface? That's really popular.
Up here, it's more acceptable than in the United States. You need to loosen up.
Yeah, I agree. There's a big difference between, you know, I mean, people just really don't understand what blackface was, if you really think about it. Blackface was
I'm
what?
A big fan of Al Jolson's work.
Oh, come on. Just rude. I was waiting for you to keep going.
George, now, you called originally because, you know, you were trying to be anonymous, and, you know, I'm sorry that you finally discovered who you were. And
I shouldn't
you
have broke your anonymity
there. But are you really concerned about having an enormous kitty litter problem? Like, you think you can't stop, or...?
It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop with the kitty litter.
That's so true, man. I never thought about that.
Have you ever tried?
Should I do the lines? What should I do? I see the 15. By the time we've already done
15
three,
lines
so
is a lot.
We got to get going, but I would say do the lines.
I would say do them and then try to go to maybe KA meetings.
Yeah.
KLA.
KLA?
KLA meetings.
Part of the question, I have a children's pail that you would bring to the beach full of ketamine. Should I do it?
Yes, yes. Do all of it.
I would say yes.
Yeah, I think you're ready, dude. All right, we got to go. I love George St. Pierre.
God bless Canada.
Bye, bud. I hope Gay Jesus calls in and gives us his NBA picks.
You never know. You put it out there. It's just mentioning Gay Jesus is like saying a prayer.
Yes.
He hears your prayers.
He is the Beetlejuice of the sports podcast.
He hears your prayers.
What? Who should call? 323-282-7424 and tell us, man, what are you thinking? What are you getting into?
Real quick,
dates out of the gate, you got any?
Tuesday, I will be at the Irvine Improv. Wednesday, I will be headlining at Madhouse in San Diego. So come check me out Wednesday night. I'm very excited for it. I'm excited to do a little longer set instead of all this bullshit you get in this town.
I am very excited to say that I am... I'm in town this week. I'm doing a couple charity events. And then I'm starting to put together tours, guys. Here's the thing. I want to come... to where you are. I'm looking for people to help me try to find, if you're a comic and you're listening, or you're a comedy fan, you're listening, I'm looking to come to your city. I need help finding the right venue. If you know a venue that's great for comedy, it's a rock club, it's something in your city, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Tell me what you're thinking. I'm going to put together 3-day tours in your area, and I'll come out and fucking crush for an hour, and we'll put together a great show. So hit me up. I'm also available for the private events, man. I've been doing them. I come to wherever you are, your birthday parties, your bachelor parties, whatever, and I rock out, do a little roast if you need me to, and we'll have some fun. So hit me up. And so November 18th, I am in... November 19th, I'm in Las Vegas at the Backstage Billiards. And then the 18th, the night before, I am in Reno. I'm locking that in. And then the following week, I am in Tucson at the Congress Hotel. And then the next night, I'm at Stand Up Las Vegas. That is the November, I believe, 27th and 28th. After it's okay. What is November? What is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is the 26th.
26th or 25th?
I'm looking right at it.
It's the 26th.
Yep.
So the 27th, I'm in Tucson, and then the 28th, I'm in Phoenix. So get at me, dog.
I feel bad real quick because all I said was next Tuesday, next Wednesday. I never know when people are listening to this. So it's November 3rd. I will be at the Irvine Improv. And November 4th, I will be at the Madhouse in San Diego, California.
All right.
If you are digging it there, come get some tea action.
Let's get our baseball talk out of the way. Does anybody care about this World Series?
I do not. I said it. I care about one thing. I want somebody to handle the Mets. I want somebody to beat the fucking Mets. My buddy Ryan, you know Ryan.
I know Ryan.
Manages a sports bar. Where I am privy to go there and have a delicious meal for free. So I watched almost every single Cubs game. I would leave the 4:30. I'd get there a little bit late to the game, second, third inning, but I would watch the game. And I would sit there with my Cubs hat, and this is a Chicago bar. And it got infiltrated by about 5 Mets fans that were as annoying as all New York sports fans are. screaming, pounding on the bar. They're heavily outnumbered. They were completely drunk assholes, and all it did was make me hate the fucking Mets.
Did you eat angry? Like, eat your fries, like, angry? Just shove them, throw them at your mouth?
My main move was prime rib. So
your friend gave you free meal, and you went with the most expensive.
Well, it's actually pretty cheap there.
Do you want cheap prime rib?
On Wednesdays, they have all-you-can-eat prime rib, garlic mashed potatoes, roll vegetables.
Where is this place?
$9.95.
Where?
All-you-can-eat on Wednesdays. My record is 5 plates.
You did 5 plates of prime rib.
It was about a couple weeks ago, but yeah. I mean, it took me like 2 hours.
And look at how thin he is. This is a fucking crackhead right
here. 5 pieces of prime rib, 5 garlic mashed potatoes, 5 rolls, 5 steamed vegetables. But they specialize in prime rib.
Where is this place?
At
what's it called?
It's called Jameson's. It's right by, what's that street?
Where's Vine?
Where's Hypa? What street is that on?
Hey, you're on out with Punch Drunk. Where's Hypa?
Hollywood Young People. What street is that?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. We're trying to figure out what...
We're trying to think of a street name.
Street, is it Las Palmas?
Yep.
Las Palmas. All right, I'm going to go there on Wednesdays. Get my grub on, fool! Hey, 319, you're on with Punch Drunk. What is up?
Cortland, New York, you're up.
All right. I want to get you guys' opinion on something.
Okay, stop. We're going to play a game. Is he black?
Yes. And also...
Aaron, is he black?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, I'm going to go, you are white. Are you black?
I'm black from the waist down.
Okay, he's white! See?
Yeah, let's go. It's another one. Are you heavy or overweight?
Okay, what do you think? Aaron.
Yes.
Heavy.
Yeah.
I think he's not. I think he's just got a big dick. Are you heavy, sir?
I'm about 240.
How tall are you?
6'5".
6 foot.
6 foot? Okay.
Not bad.
But I'm going to go, you're all muscle. Go on. What's the story? Sorry we picked you apart.
All muscle. All right. I called a couple weeks ago and asked you guys what you thought about bandwagoners.
I feel like this might get weird. About bandwagoners? Okay.
No, I called a couple weeks ago and asked.
Sure.
I had another, like, fan etiquette-related question.
Okay.
Okay, once your team is out, who do you want to win? There's two schools of thought. You know, there's the guys who are like, okay, I hope it took the champs to knock us out.
Okay, that's true.
And the guys who are like, fuck that team. I hope whoever plays them beats them.
That's a good question. And we were just kind of talking about that because these Mets fans are driving me nuts. And
I agree.
I think that for me, and there's no real right answer to this, but for me personally, the etiquette of those fans is what that's
what kind of fans
upon.
Are they
if the fans base is cool and that's the team that knocks me out, then I'm like, hey man, I'm rooting for you guys, I hope you guys win. But if it's like, you know, Boston fans that are always shitty, I'm like, nope, I don't want to listen to these guys for another year. Laker fans, no, I don't want to listen to
you
for another year.
Boston fans don't seem that bad.
Oh really? Because your brain goes to Celtics. Patriot fans.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Red Sox fans?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Your brain goes to NBA.
Red Sox fans aren't that bad. What do you think, Aaron?
I mean, I don't particularly love Red Sox fans, even though I'm in love with a Red Sox fan. I don't know. I was kind of like, we lost to the Cubs. Better win it all.
Here's why I'm rooting.
Because Cubs fans, one, you kind of feel sorry for them, and two, they've never been shitty fans.
No.
Here's what I think.
Eagles fans, no. I do not want the Eagles to win the fucking Super Bowl.
Or the Phillies.
8-8, hold on. Hey, here's why I'm rooting for Kansas City. I think it's better for baseball.
Yeah.
I think it's better for baseball. If a small market team wins.
I agree.
Then everybody will start trying. Hey, heavy breather, what are you doing?
I think he's walking in the wind.
Are you walking? Are you having a heart attack? What are you doing, wind tunnel guy?
What's up, guys?
Hi, who is this?
This is Matt from San Diego.
Matt from San Diego.
Matt, what's up?
Are you going to go see Jason Tebow November 3rd at the...
Madhouse.
Bam. I will be there.
Awesome.
All right. What's up? Will you go in blackface?
I will not go in blackface.
Okay, well, apparently you don't support the show. Go on.
I wanted to talk to you guys about fucking Todd Gurley, huh? What a badass.
Awesome. I don't know if you know this or not, but I work for the Red Zone channel on Sundays, and I've talked to Andrew Siciliano. We talk football all day long, and he is positive that this is the best running back in the NFL right now currently. Also has the most yards per game average in the NFL of all running backs, even though he missed the first three games.
I think you can just tell he has a different gear that nobody else has.
Runs smart as well. He's a smart runner.
He hits a hole so much quicker than anyone I've seen in a long time.
Yep, protects
Who
the ball.
Who would you compare him to? I think Eric Dickerson.
I think he's a tougher runner than Dickerson. I mean, not saying Dickerson wasn't a tough runner, but Dickerson was such a finesse runner. God, who would I compare him to?
You know what's
to?
So funny about this as you think about that? How everybody's like, the running back is the, you know, not important in the NFL. No, when you have a...
I compare him
dude,
to an Emmitt Smith
I gotta
type.
Get rid of the wind tunnel guy. Sorry, thank you. It just...
I compare him to Emmitt Smith. Hits the hole hard, finesse, has speed, has power, protects the ball
but
well.
But there's also like a kind of... He's kind of glides and there's a... what's the word I'm looking for? He's just there. He's like, I don't know. He's smooth. I felt like Emmitt Smith hit holes, took damage, fought through it. Like he's a more down the middle type guy. I feel like
he's good.
Glides.
Dude.
I feel like Gurley glides.
He's
you know,
good. He's good. To anybody that drafted him and just sat on him for 3 or 4 weeks and
I
never got rid of him.
I did
smart,
that.
Smart.
But you know, it's like everyone always says, "Oh, these are you running backs are devalued in the NFL." It's like the teams who have dominant running backs tend to win games.
Yep. Yep. Because you know why? Because you can control the clock. Because you're not forced to throw when you have a 3-point lead and 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
You can control the clock with a good running game.
Now, do you think the St. Louis Rams are missing a good quarter? What do you think's the one piece?
I think they got the best end of that deal. I think getting rid of Bradford and sending him to the Eagles, I think their quarterback's fine. I think Foles is okay.
What do you think they're missing? Like a legit wide receiver threat?
I think they could go the route, kind of the Raiders of like a high first round pick, like a Cooper, like a go to guy that just can. I mean, name me two receivers for the Rams.
That guy.
Exactly.
Austin.
Yeah, I mean Austin, who is 5'10" in heels.
Yeah, in heels.
I mean, he's a little guy. He's a fast guy, but you throw a 6-foot corner on him, you can't even see him.
Yeah,
you know,
agree.
Kenny Britt, who's been underproductive everywhere he's gone. He's got the size, he's got the tools, but he just hasn't clicked. I mean, they need like a go-to guy to get with Foles, just like you've seen with
what's the guy from LSU, Leonard Fournette?
Fournette.
Dude,
but he can't go pro. He can't go pro.
Unbelievable, because that guy...
He could be one of the best running backs to come out of college
in a
fucking long time.
828, what you into?
Yeah, I'm just going to call on and, you know, tell Frankie the reason. You know, I wasn't breaking character. I got me, you know, my fucking flip phone.
Is this Ari's cousin?
Obviously.
Oh yeah, and I'm in rare form today, boys.
Wow, what happened?
This is the most fucked up I've ever been, boys. I'm being dead serious. No shit. Now listen to this. What y'all want to talk about? Sports? Or y'all want to hear?
I want to know what the fuck happened to you today. How are you so fucked up?
My buddies told me about this thing called rosin or something. You take some parchment paper and a straightening iron. You take and press your little, you know, your buds in it and shit. Anyways, you got to...
Resin? You're smoking resin.
No, well, it's they're calling it dabs or some shit.
Oh, you're doing dabs. You ever done a dap?
No, it happened way after I quit, but I tell you what, I did that.
I did a dap once, dude. I hit it, and I literally hit it, inhaled, and drooled.
Oh,
that's
dude.
That's how bad it is.
I did that fucking pot show. Hang on 1 second, Ari's cousin. You know that pot show? I did it because Boon Shakalaka was doing it, and I'm like, I gotta go see this. So we did it together. Me and Boon Shakalaka did this show together.
When are you guys gonna get married?
I'm not his type. He tells me that all the time, which is great. I go and do it, and there's like, you know, 20 people in this room. Now, back, I haven't done one of these weed shows in a long time since the Melrose one. It's probably been Last time I did one of those weed shows, pot was just getting legal.
Yeah.
So when I did that, it was everybody in the room is passing joints and everyone's smoking one hitters and smoking pipes. Like, that's how I grew up. I'm an old school stoner. And, you know, the room's filled with pot smoke and everybody's kind of stoned and laughing. And the show was really good. Cut to 4 years later, I do this show like 2 months ago. Everybody's got a fucking blowtorch and some gigantic glass trash bag they're smoking out of. And everyone's wearing welding masks so they don't fucking blow their eyes out because you got to need a blowtorch to light this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's happening in the world? And the room is zombified.
Yeah.
Everyone's just drooling.
Why do people love doing weed shows?
Because it's stoners that are like comedy people and they're like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to combine the two best things I love. You don't see me doing shows at gangbangs, you idiot.
That would be good.
Well,
I have done those
stuff. The gangbang Sam could really get me in with Kelly Wells. I'm telling you, I got a real passion for him.
Yeah, he always tries to get you to hook him up with porn stars.
Kelly Wells. Let's see who Kelly Wells looks like. Go on.
So you're smoking dabs. Well, now, what did you light it with? Because a regular fire doesn't work with those.
Well, a lot of my buddies use these little expensive torches, but you know me, hell, I work at a goddamn, you know, Spindell tire shop. All I do is goddamn, I ain't got the money, goddamn.
Kelly Wells? She is filthy, dude. Kelly Wells is next level of filth that you're just like, I can't even watch your pornos anymore. You're so filthy.
That's you saying that.
Yeah, dude, easily one of the most filth. Like, she's one of the chicks who just went straight to interracial cream pie gangbangs and have been in the game for 10 years and still do it. Most girls who start like that fall off because people are like, I can't, you've done it all. I can't watch anymore. She's so filthy, she's been doing it forever.
Wow.
She's filthy.
That's a bold statement.
I'm going from, you know, working in a tire shop and I ain't had pussy in about, you know, y'all know how long that's been.
It's been a while.
I'd probably want to marry that bitch, boys. And listen, I ain't bullshitting. Cam's doing so good at hell. I'd blow him just to be the ball boy, you know, just for the first quarter at the Monday night game.
You want to be Cam's ball boy, if you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we're sending a tweet to Kelly Wells and telling her that you want to marry her.
Oh, hell, that's some shit. Go ahead. Hell, I'm down on that. And Tiffany Rain, damn, Jasmine Burney.
Hey, let's one filthy porn star at a time.
How many filthy porn stars do you
want?
If
you throw all their names at once, they're not. We're going to try to make her feel like she's special, which apparently by her films, she hasn't felt that way in a while about herself.
I'm cool with the cum bucket.
Now, what if she's like, I want to fist you. I will go on a date with you. But first, you have to let me put a boxing glove on and fist you in the ass.
Well, if you went without the boxing glove, I might contemplate it, but I might let her, you know, two-finger me or something. She puts like a, you know, powdered little glove on or something, you know. But
no powdered glove. All right, okay, how about this? No powdered glove, lubes up her hand, no boxing glove, lubes up her hand, but brass knuckles.
Well, I don't think I'll be able to talk to me no more, boys.
Oh, I'd be able to talk to you, bro.
Hey, dude, are you going to be cool if you come home one day and she's just getting gangbanged by black guys?
Boys, I'm totally cool with it. Like, hell, I'd almost, you know.
That's your wife, though.
I'm almost listening to you, Sam, about fucking a fat bitch, but I just can't do it, man. Hell.
Hold on. So you can't fuck a fat bitch, but you're totally cool with watching your wife get gangbanged by black guys?
Legit question.
If I got to getting married, I'd do it because I'd want to kill myself in anyways.
You want to kill yourself because you got married?
Hell, listen to this. I was sitting there at the house the other night, and I had me a can of chicken noodle soup, and I was like, goddamn, I ain't even got me any spoons, you know. And hell, there's no, you know, McDonald's and everywhere, you know, close to me. I was like, well, hell, I'm just going to call Mama, you know, be like, well, anyways, I called her. I went and borrowed a plastic spoon from her, hell, you know, just to save some money. Hell,
hang on. I just wanted to see if I got this right. You had some chicken noodle soup at the house. You realized you didn't have a spoon to your name. You called your mama, went to her house, and borrowed a plastic spoon.
Yeah, because she had some of that indigestion medicine, man, and my ass has been fucking killing me. I've been having to put that medicated gold bond on my ass. I was going to see if y'all could get Tate Fletcher to see if Caveman's got something for my goddamn chafing on my inner thigh.
Oh, you mean
man,
like Caveman, like a butt thing?
I mean, I don't, and you know, with Kelly wanting to do that, I mean, well, she's probably not going to be wild.
Hold on.
That bitch just had Jeb, a pumper in her.
Jeb, hold on.
Hang on, Jeb.
I think we might have Gay Jesus calling in to talk to you about this whole thing.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk and Jeb, Ari's cousin, who seems to have a problem with his asshole.
Who's this?
Hey, boys, I'll tell you what here. I went over to Mama's house, got a plastic spoon.
Yep.
Who's this?
This is Jeb.
This is Jeb.
But who's the other guy?
This ain't Jeb. Wait a second. Who are you? This is fucking Jeb. I don't know who the fuck you are. Man, Sam, if you can look me up with goddamn Jenna Hayes. Anyways. Jenna Hayes, hell, I love that one too now. You man, I wouldn't put eyes to her, Jeb. God damn, boy, you done got me flustered up talking about... Well, man, I've been working at the spindle tire shop for so damn long. I ain't been a while since I had some pussy. What tire shop do you work at, boy? Y'all got them? Hell, what tire shop do you work at? I'm at the spindle shop here. Oh, spindle work? You probably in California or something, ain't you? No, I'm down in Carolina. Oh, hell yeah, boy. Cam's looking good, ain't he? Man, Cam's looking damn fine. Smoking some dabs. And, hey, what's even cooler, boys? You know, Jonathan Stewart. I mean, you know, ever since D'Angelo left, I mean, or whatever his fucking name was. Oh, man, I love me the singer D'Angelo, the R&B. Hell yeah, boy. That's a good shit. Hell yeah, boy. Man, the other day, I need some peanut butter at my house. I ain't even got a damn knife to put it on the toast there. You did what now? Trying to eat some peanut butter out of the jar. I ain't got a damn knife to my name.
Joining anyway. The show. Hold on.
Hang
double
on.
Jabs.
Double jabs.
Double
Hang
jabs.
On.
Hold on.
Joining
us
show.
On Punch Drunk Sports.
Ari Shaffir. Ari, you're on the air with your cousin Jeb and his evil doppelganger, other cousin Jeb.
We have double Jeb right now. Double Jeb.
Man, he's trying to take my shine on here is what he's trying to do. Oh, I'll tell you what, you hook me up with some of these girls, man. You hook me up with Jasmine, D'Angelo Russell. Oh, anyway. Man, I ain't hating on you, man, because you've had pussy probably more than I have. I'm for real, man.
It's been
a
while
time.
For me, man. You guys know how long it's been for me.
Well, tell me this, then. Has it been so long for you that you really just sit there and you don't care about women at all? You just wake up and look at all of them like they're fucking Hillary Clinton or something. You know, you want to be like, you know, fuck all them cunts. I just want to use them as like a cum dumpster.
Exactly, yeah, but you're speaking what's on my mind, man.
All right. Oh, this was literally the greatest call ever. Double Jeb. We'll call you guys. Thank you guys, Double. We gotta find out what Ari's been up to and if he banged any poon, guys. Thanks for calling
in. Ari, I love him too, man.
Okay, you tell him. We love you too, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, love both.
That
Holy
was literally
shit.
The best
that's
thing call, we've ever done.
That's going to be impossible to beat as caller of the year. Everyone can try as much as they want.
I want somebody to take this and do Double Jeb. Like video.
The best part was how original Jeb got his mind blown. Well, hell, who the hot hell could this be? I'm calling, but it seemed to be calling again.
Hey, what's up? How are you, Ari? Welcome to the show, Ari Shaffir, everybody.
Thank you. To call in and immediately fall into Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. There's the name
double
of the
Double Jeopardy.
Got the name of the fucking podcast. Ari, talk a little bit, because it sounds like you have a weird connection.
You want to call me back?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try to call you back. It sounds a little weird.
I mean, are you asking me if I could hang up on you, Ari? Yeah, I'll hang up on you.
100%, as much as we can.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And Jeb, God bless you. I mean, we tweeted a porn star for him, and hopefully we can make something happen. Won't be the first time we got people laid from porn stars.
Yeah, we've done
it. Ari, how are you?
Great. I'm great.
Okay, that's much better.
A little dicey, but still better. How's Hawaii?
Hawaii's awesome.
Oh, no. It's.
Did you get laid when you were in Australia?
I did.
A lot?
No.
But once? The way you're once. Smiling and how happy he was about it, it sounds like it might have been like...
Was it a fan or somebody you worked with?
Like, Ari might have feelings for this person.
Oh, Ari just froze. Ari, your connection sucks.
Maybe try no video and just call in so we can maybe that'll be better.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Try that.
Call it. We'll call you just sound. Just sound.
Did you see how happy he was when he said I did? Like maybe he might have feelings for this person. Like maybe
the thought that the girl's like, I want that fucking Mohawk Jew.
Yeah, but he's got that TV mojo
to lay on me.
Dude, a fat, hideous, ugly people get laid all the time because they're on TV. People just get buy into that.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I don't know how we follow Double Jab. I don't know how you follow that. Hey, what's up, Ari?
Okay.
No, it's just weird.
I had a shitty connection. This what's up connection is awful.
Yeah, how many bars do you have, like, as you're, like, you have very little, like, internet?
How many bars?
It's just super slow. Give me the number. I'm going to call it.
All right. Give him the number, Tebow.
It is 323-282-7424.
Okay. I'm calling him now.
All right.
Oh, man. If we just ended the show right there and we all went home, I'd feel
I never saw that coming. I didn't know who that
I thought it was going to be Gay Jesus.
Well, you never know who it's going to be who calls the Play Draft Hotline.
Play Draft Hotline. Here on the Play Draft Hotline, please welcome Ari Shaffir.
Thank you very much.
Sounds a lot better, buddy. So wait, you sounded, usually when you're on the road and we're like, hey, all right, did you get laid? Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you want to call again, I was just this pig I slapped one into. But this time, he looked very excited. Yes, I did get laid. And guess what, guys? I'm engaged.
Yes, I would love that. So, Ari, how was Australia?
I take back everything I said about women. I love them, I love them, I love them.
Australia was a lot of fun. Australia was a lot of fun. It was really cool, man.
Yeah, your pictures were cool, man.
I moved out. I went waterfall jumping.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I love that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we found a water slide, like a natural water slide in the rocks, like Goonies.
Now, did you and your girl hold hands as you jump? Like, this is us forever.
Never let go.
No, she wasn't there.
Never let go, and I'll never let go. Did,
This girl got pawned off on me.
What do you mean?
Hey, sometimes that's how you find real love.
First of all, I love how you sound offended by that. Like, you should just take it. One. Two, why are you offended by that?
I am. This guy told his girl to fuck me.
Yeah, that's fine. That happens on the road, dude.
Wait, that's his girlfriend? What?
Yeah, I've gone on the road where they're like, okay, dude, we're calling the slut in, and we pretty much told her she has to fuck you. And I'm like, I'm cool with that.
The only time that ever happened to me was from Tripoli. Remember when we were in Arizona? That was the hookup of hookups.
Alina?
Yeah.
Alana?
Yeah.
Tebow, Ari, did you ever meet Alana, the redhead? Alina?
I met her. Yeah, I met her.
Big Tits McGee?
You didn't hook up with her? You're the only person that didn't.
Dude,
Adam did, you did, I did.
I used to fuck her in the pool at the hotel while the staff watched. They would literally pull up chairs, and I was just railing the shit out of her while everybody was watching.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, dude, new website, Chatterbait. Don't go on it.
I don't even do half the ones that everybody does.
Chatterbait.
I've never
is
done
this...
Tinder. I've never done the only one I seem
on,
to like is Grindr.
Tinder?
I've never been on Tinder
ever.
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't do Periscope. I don't.
So let's get back to you.
My buddy, we were in D.C. My buddy went on, who was opening, he went on Tinder, and he goes, I'm just in D.C. for the weekend. I'm looking to fuck as much as possible. And he fucked some girl in a park.
Really?
On her period. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Dude, that's why they made showers. Do you know why they invented
showers?
Yeah,
but if you're at a park, you're nowhere near a shower.
Because of period?
Yeah, to get rid of the period. How do you know? Maybe the park. There's a park near my house. The park has a shower in it.
Okay.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the time that
that all sounds dicey to me. Sam.
I couldn't get home. I had the shit so bad, I couldn't even get home. So I pulled into the park between me and Sarah's house. That park where I walked the dog a lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I.
On your side of the street?
I have the shit so bad. I pull in. I run to the bathroom. There's a guy in a
There's
straight
a bathroom
up,
in there? They have a bathroom?
Yeah. In a straight up crystal meth psychosis, picking his fucking face. Doesn't even look at me. He's just in the mirror picking his face. And he doesn't even acknowledge when I walk in. And I drop a fucking bomb. And he goes, Jesus! And he walks out. That's what...
You offended a crystal meth addict
picking
fake scabs off of his face.
Yes.
With how much you shit.
Yeah. So, Ari, let's get back to your story about you being offended about some guy who seems like a cool cat telling his friend to fuck you.
And now you're engaged. Go.
Well, okay. I mean, at good point. It just seemed weird. I thought she was like, I don't know, it just seemed fucking weird.
So you wanted her to like you and not be kind of feel forced to fuck you?
Man, not just that. But then it was like, I was also about to, I was like, the guy was like, hey, this girl likes you. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm already going to go meet a girl right now, like in an hour. And he goes, but she likes you right now. I'm like, I know, man, but.
That's a great point he brought up, by the way. She likes you right now. That's a really good point.
Was she hot? Give me like a 1 to 10.
I mean, Australia or L.A.?
Both.
Do a double up.
We need the conversion factor.
Probably in L.A. 6.5.
Okay.
And to give you the line of where I see it, I view Natasha Leggero in her prime as like a 7.1.
Okay, that's like interesting. That. Like early Natasha? Like really early?
Yeah, like 28, 29-year-old Natasha.
I've known Natasha since she's really... I saw her do her first set. I would... Or early sets, maybe. I thought she was a little hotter than that.
She was an 8.
Her body type isn't the kind of body type
I'm not
I
into
like.
Her. Yeah. I think she... I don't like tiny thing girls.
I would throw her around like a 7.
Because I think they have wide pussies.
I'd throw her around
opinion.
A 7. I'd throw her around a 7, though.
Yeah. So based on that, this one was like a 6.5.
Okay. But in Australia, what does that convert to?
That's probably a fucking 9.
Australia was like an 8.5, 9. Yeah, I was like, oh, who's this?
Yeah.
What kind of body are we talking about on this new love of your life?
Fun bags, McGee?
Pretty thin, no fun bags. None? None.
Dude,
I mean, there was no fun.
I saw this chick the other day. Her tits were so flat, you thought it was a guy. Like, me and Rich Slayton were writing something, and this girl walked by, and we both just stopped, and we're like, it's like a puzzle. And we're like, what are we looking at? Are we looking at we should be turned on, or just, what's going on here?
There's a lot
I like weird shit, so I might be in on both. I don't fucking know. I'm a weird guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've done some drugs. I've fucked some weird shit. Uh-huh. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Sure.
Maybe, you know, a hole's a hole. That's what I said when I was fucking doing hard drugs. You know, so I don't know. But, I mean, literally no tits, just all puffy nipple. All puffy nipple.
Whoa.
Was it puffy nips, or they were regular nips?
They were puffy nips.
Nips.
But no, just imagine just no tits, puffy nipples.
So Ari, so you wind up banging this chick.
Did you won raw dog?
Yeah, good question.
Not at first. But
Okay. So
she goes, you got to wear a condom. Then you fucked a little with a condom.
You're like, I can't feel this. This sucks. Maybe we should just end it. And she's like, fine, raw dog.
She started like squirting a little bit, and it was just tough to get in. It was just like hard to get in. It wasn't that hard, you know.
You
just,
weren't
like,
that hard.
Good. Yeah. No
so
feeling.
She's squirting everywhere, enjoying life like it's a fucking wet wild. And you?
Well, no. Then she started squirting, and I got real hard, but I didn't have my condom on, and I took the squirt because I was like finger blasting, you know.
What do you mean you took the squirt like
in the face
like a champion?
That's
no, like she was above me. My right hand was choking her above me.
That's called twat mace, by the way.
Hold on. So you're like holding her by the neck, finger blasting her.
Blast, yeah.
That's your thing? You like it rough like that? You like to choke chicks?
Oh, I'm always quite rough.
See, I do that exact same thing. I'm into the same thing.
So creepy
but
at the end.
Pants on, in public, no fingering, no fucking. I just choke. I just choke you.
You're not even trying to get hard. You're just choking.
It's not even about sex. I just like choking women.
That all is right. Going to be a ringtone that will haunt your nightmares.
She's like, don't you want to finger blast me or fuck me? I'm like, no, bitch. This ain't about sex. It's sleepy time for you. You talkie too much.
You're so stupid. You're so stupid. Did we lose Ari?
No, he's there.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Ari, So was she the only one you banged?
She was. Yeah,
yeah, because you fell in love. So did you bang her more than once?
I mean, no, just that night. I got weirded out. I could have done it again, but I got weirded out.
Why?
So why? Because she has a boyfriend?
Not she has a boyfriend. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She had some guy she was hooking up with. But then that guy pawned her off. It wasn't even like a regular.
Did he ask to watch? Did he ask to watch?
She had what?
Did he ask to watch?
No.
Did you give him any merch or anything?
I didn't.
Man, that would be a great.
Hey, man, here's a T-shirt. Thanks for letting me bang your twin sister.
Yeah.
I do sometimes give girls merch, and then I feel bad about it. Like, it's almost like a parting gift.
Oh, you're like Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I just mean, like, oh, well, if you're here, I mean, do you want a CD?
Here's a pot grinder and a finger puppet and a T-shirt. Kick rocks.
Joining us in this fun story of Ari Shaffir choking out sixes, who's joining us on the Play Draft Hotline? It's no other than, who's this? Who's this?
You're on the air with Punch Drunk.
Hello, this is Ari.
It's Ari Shaffir.
Double Ari. What's up, Double Ari?
This is the day of doubles. Double.
We love what's going on in Australia. She pawned off.
Now, were you upset, Double Ari, about you getting as much pawned off as real Ari? Is Double Ari offended by that?
She's squirting. I'm like, should I take the condom off? Or I can't feel it. It's like freezing in your pocket with a mitten. Okay, you're making a good point, Ari. Thank you, Ari.
Oh, God. Now, Ari number two, Sam and I would love to know, why can we never get, as two of your best friends, and we all pretty much started comedy together, why can't we get on your goddamn TV show, Ari number two?
I got a question. Because there seem to be a lot of white guys on this season.
All we do is kill at your storyteller show every time. Why can't we be on?
Which white guy? You have no chance in hell? You're both white? Like, I talked to Comedy Central.
Seems to be the same thing Ari number one
says. Even with Ari number two, we're going to need like 40 Aris before we get somebody to actually let us on that fucking show.
Even Ari number two won't put us on his show.
Ari, do you know Action Bronson's contact info?
Action Bronson's contact
info. I'm trying to get him on my show in New York.
I'm trying to get him on my show in New York?
Right when I thought this show couldn't get dumber. Oh, shit. It's double jeopardy.
Double.
What do you think of the Cowboys? Like, we're going nowhere.
Going nowhere. It's awful. It's awful. Ari, too. What do you look like? Do you exist in a different dimension, or?
Like, I give Ari one, like a 6.9. I'm probably like a 5.8.
Is that in Australia or Los Angeles?
It's in St. Louis.
That's a St. Louis.
You're 5.8 in St. Louis.
St. Louis, 5.8.
I'm a Los Angeles, probably 3.
Now, Ari number two, did you fall in love as well when you were choking this girl and she was squirting?
No, I did not. It was enjoyable, but then the breath wasn't the best, and then I just kind of didn't want to be there anymore.
Oh, so you fucked a squirter with bad breath?
Well, it was like drunk breath, I think.
You can't have both holes smelling good at the same time. One sacrifices the other. It's the yin and yang of twat.
Ironically, the asshole smelled great.
Ironically.
Well, it's ironic because it's a shithole. So retarded.
I love Bogans. You guys love Bogans?
Bogans? Yeah. Like Bogans? Like as in the Bogans basketball player?
No. No, they're shitty people from Australia.
Oh,
Ari knows what I'm talking. You get it. Yeah, I do get it.
Why don't you like Bogans, Ari 1 or 2?
There's rednecks. They're garbage people. They're like the non-self-hating Armenians of Australia.
Are they like the white trash of Australia? Is that what they are?
Yeah, White Trash, N-Bomb, the fucking garbage Italians, you know, the worst.
They're the degenerates of the Australian people.
Do you know Australia has a really bad crystal meth problem? Like, it's fucking everywhere.
Worse than America?
Yeah.
Ice Baby. That's all they call it, is Ice. The fucking one of their senators' sons, that she just went on public and just goes, my son is addicted to ice.
Yeah, it's like everywhere.
Yeah,
wow. You were telling me a story about crystal meth.
Yeah. I saw a cop. I was talking to this policeman. He's been on the force for like 16 years in L.A., and he goes, in the last 4 years in Los Angeles, it's night and day. He goes, before, crystal meth was only like the white trash, the people that lived in like San Bernardino and way the fuck out there, Fresno area where there's nothing to fucking do.
Right.
He goes, now it's everywhere in L.A. It's infiltrated the black community. It's killing all the fuck. That's what the gangs are now killing each other over. And it's like causing everyone to fucking go nuts. He goes, if I get 10 calls after 2 a.m., 8 of them are related to meth.
Wow.
And 4 years ago, one a month in L.A. And he goes, just you wait. In the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to be an epidemic in Los Angeles.
You see it in, I was at a certain thing speaking one time.
Okay.
Oh, you were there, right? Were you there when you were?
What was that thing? Was probably. It anonymous?
Yeah, it was anonymous. I was speaking, and I got heckled by a guy.
Oh, I was
who
there.
Who was completely tweaking his balls off.
I was there, yeah.
I didn't get heckled at AA meetings.
I think he's schizophrenic.
Well,
because I've seen him before.
From tweaking.
Oh, yeah? Does it cause schizophrenia?
Oh, fuck,
well, I mean,
yeah.
I understand it causes paranoia when you're high or whatever fuck, but.
RE2, thank you for calling in. You were excellent.
That was a great story about crystal meth, Jason. Would you like to do my show?
I would love to. Yeah.
Wow, Jason got
Boom.
On. Jason got on.
Awesome. Thank you, RE2.
If anyone else goes face killer, I'd like him on my show in New York. So.
All right. Well, we'll see if I can make that happen. RE2, I love you.
All right. Real quick, let's take a six.
Ari, what'd you think about that?
It was pretty good.
It actually sounded more like you right there. 630, you're on with Ari. He's banging garbage in Australia.
What's the word?
I got some news, too.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on? Real quick before we get to breaking news with Ari.
You got it. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. What's up? You guys smoke bowls together or what? Any basketball talk?
We smoke bowls together?
You guys talk any basketball yet?
No, we're going to get into that.
No, we're going to get to that in a little bit here, though.
Why? What do you want to talk about? Preseason predictions?
Sure, what's in?
My preseason predictions is that the Clippers and the Oklahoma City Thunder will be playing in the Western Conference Finals. Golden State will take a slow step back. Not that they're going to be a worse team, but I feel like, one, people have figured them out, and everybody else kind of reloaded. There's six teams in the West that could go to the finals legitimately. Memphis has kind of fallen off a little bit because they got a little older. Dude, people, I know I'm a Clipper fan. You're going to see this team is going to be devastating. Oklahoma City is going to be devastating.
But then they're going to fuck it up in the playoffs.
No, they're not.
They'll get past the first round.
No, they don't. No, they won't. Dude, Paul Pierce, Josh Smith.
I think the Clippers are going this year.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Now, in the East, obviously the Cavs are going to be great. But I'm going to tell you, watch for the fuck. Chicago is going to be a lot better than people think. They now have a more offensive-minded coach. They're going to open up.
I was a Clippers fan, though, for sure. What? Definitely.
They're...
I was a Clippers fan.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
I'm excited to see what they're doing this year.
They're going to be great. Washington will be good. Miami's going to be great. There's a lot more teams than people think in the East. They say it's bad. Atlanta will be great.
I think New York will be all right.
I
think New York's going to surprise some people.
Why do I think Miami's? I'll tell you why Miami's going to be great. Because they've solved two of the problems. One, they got not an elite point guard, but a really, really good point guard in Gordick. Then they solved their problem by finally getting a shooting guard to fill in when Dwayne Wade goes bad. They got Gerald Green, who in the preseason has been destroying it. They now can finally move that Chris Bosh is healthy, can move into his natural position, which is a stretch four, as Whiteside played center. Justin Winslow, the first round draft pick who fell to them at the 10th pick, playing scoring forward, backing up, what's his face from Chicago? The fucking, what's his name? The guy who played last year. He's good. He's got a lot of miles on him. But you may see Justin Winslow eventually take the starting lineup. They're a good team, dude. They're a good team. Milwaukee Bucks are the future, where everybody's almost like 6'10". That's going to be a good team, too. Jason Kidd is an amazing coach. He's a very good coach.
Chicago, and that rivalry is definitely getting more interesting.
Oh, Milwaukee versus Chicago? Yeah, because they're only like, what, 60 miles away from each other, Jason?
Yep.
A little bit more than that. It's about
it's like an hour and a half.
90
right?
minutes, yeah. Yeah, hour and a half.
So they're going to be good.
One freeway, straight
it's
shot.
It's much deeper in the East than anybody's given them credit for. But that's my – I think – I wouldn't doubt if Oklahoma City or Clippers make it, either one of them. I think you're going to see an insane season from Kevin Durant. It's my theory that when elite players have to spend a year on the bench because of the injuries, they watch the game and they learn something about the game they never got because they were playing all the time when you're in it, right? It's like why a comic records his set. It's very hard to edit on the fly or know what's going on when you're performing. You have to go back and listen to it. Well, the same thing when you're forced to watch. Your whole life you've been playing and you're forced to watch. So guys like, you're going to see Julius Randle, wreck shop. Kevin Durant, wreck shop. You're going
to
see Jabari Parker.
They just said that to Noah in Chicago. He's sitting on the bench.
Who?
Joe Kim Noah.
He got hurt a lot too. He's a little older, so it's a little harder for him to make it. But, you know, I mean, Thibodeau put too many miles on those guys. But the new guy is going to, and he out of Iowa State. I forget what his name is, but he's going to be a great coach. And I think you're going to see, this is going to be a fantastic year of basketball. People say that product's shit. I think it's better than ever. I think you're going to see a great game. I think the Lakers aren't going to have a great record, but I do think they're going to be a lot more fun to watch than people think. It's going to be interesting what happens.
What about the Pels?
The Pelicans are great. They've been fucking riddled with injuries already out the gate. Just fucking destroyed a lot of. So they're gonna. I mean, Anthony Davis is great, but you know what's so funny about Anthony Davis? Everyone's like, they're on the clock. Pelicans are on the clock. No, they're not, dude. That kid's 22. Yeah. You don't start putting your superstars on the clock until they get to 27, 28, and they're like, listen, I tried. You know, he's got a lot of years.
He's still improving, not an all-star yet.
He's an all dude. He's a monster.
No, I'm saying based on like his age and stuff, he shouldn't even be an all-star.
He shouldn't be, and he's like, already considered a top three player.
Yeah.
He's great to watch.
My prediction is the Lakers finish eighth in the non-playoff teams.
Oh, so 16th.
Eighth from the bottom. So they will get the eighth pick in the draft this year, which is really not.
And I think Detroit, the Pistons, are going to be way better than people think, too. That's why I just think I think the NBA season's going to be great. Today is my favorite day. I love basketball. I could watch it 365. So I'm very excited. I'm telling you, man, I know, Ari, you think I'm crazy, but the Clippers are the best team we've ever had. And we've solved
I agree with that.
They fucked it up in the playoffs. They fucked it up in the playoffs.
Well, they have. They have. But
Were collapses. That was a collapse against Houston.
Yeah,
that
the thing is, man, and people say this shit all the time about across the board on all sports. Oh, this team, they can't do it because every year when they make the playoffs, they fuck up. Remember the 80s? Remember the 90s? But it's a totally different year and a different team. And I'm not defending the Clippers.
We're talking about
2015. Stop.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is people say that shit all the time about franchises, about like, hey, man, you know, they can't fucking do it. Oh, the Patriots are going to be winners forever because they always seem to win when it comes to the big game. Peyton Manning sucks cock and he's not a good quarterback because he only won one Super Bowl. There's so many factors that go in 100%. And people make these blanket statements about shit.
Well, let me just say this to you, Ari.
I know, but you guys are rounds away from winning. You're not even like...
Let me just say this to you, Ari.
Game and not winning it.
I think the Clippers can get to the Western Conference Finals this year. I don't know if they can get over that hump. But that is a step forward.
Ari,
last year we couldn't get to the finals.
Our bench is
the year before that we couldn't get to the finals.
Infinitely better than we've. Our bench is insane for a couple reasons. One, Paul Pierce is most likely coming off the bench, and dude, that guy is a game changer. And Josh Smith.
Josh Smith. I mean,
is a great matchup against. Dude, we match up against the Wizards 10 times better than we ever have.
You mean the Warriors?
The Warriors, yeah, the Warriors. 10 times better. You have Josh Smith, who's going to go up against Draymond Green. Dude, the Lance Stephenson versus Klay Thompson matchup is going to be awesome to watch. Now, the reason we flamed out, and I'm going to be honest with you, man, it was against Houston. It was embarrassing. I'm with you. I can't make any excuses other than we didn't have a guy that we could go to and clutch. We now have that. We have Paul Pierce, who...
I don't know, man. I don't think blowing a 30-point lead is because you don't have a guy you can go to in a clutch.
Yeah, you don't have anybody be like, calm down. Calm down and give me the ball.
I hear your point, Ari.
I don't know. You don't think Blake Griffin or Paul was could have been like, calm down, you guys?
I hear your point, Ari. I do hear that.
Yeah. I understand that, but I'm telling you.
I think
you,
that's more of a coaching thing than it is a...
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think coaching.
I think it's a
Chris
coach.
Paul should have been, hey, let's slow this down. Let's quit pushing the pace. Let's quit trying to
trade
baskets.
Nobody wanted the ball at the end. Paul Pierce wants the fucking ball.
Chris Paul or Blake Griffin should want the ball at the end.
I'm telling you, you're right. But they rode him so much because we have no bench. We now have a bench.
So they're going to take the last shot.
Yeah. You can give him the ball. I'll tell you the biggest mistake and why I agree with you that it was coaching is that Doc Rivers stayed too long with J.J. Redick. Just like Pat Riley stayed too long with John Starks in that finals where John Starks went 2-for-17. J.J. Redick had a horrific Game 7, and it cost us because he had nobody put in for him. There was
top five best-looking people in the NBA, though. J.J. Redick's hot.
There's some good-looking Chandler Parsons, fucking, like, model good-looking.
J.J. Redick is model good-looking, bro.
I'm not a big fan of him in anything.
Yeah,
what?
Anthony is model good-looking from the Hornets.
Who?
From the Pelican.
Anthony Davis? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's model good-looking.
Model good-looking if he's modeling a fucking
monster.
Frankenstein's new tuxedo line.
What are your finals picks, dude? Your Western Comics finals picks, dude?
Dude, I'm
fine. Get the fuck off of our show.
What do you want to talk? Ari, go on. Ari about to make a humongous announcement.
Hang on, Ari, wait before you do it. Let me play your... I got a new... This is your new...
Do you have drums? Do you have drums?
Nope. This is even better than that. This is Ari's new breaking news theme song.
Hold on. No. Okay, there you go. That's not it.
Breaking news.
That's seduction.
With Ari Shaffir.
All right. Breaking news, Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Ari, what is the big news?
last night, I peed in a cup.
You peed in a cup last night?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That sounds confusing. I was walking on a golf course, and I peed in a golf cup.
Oh, because there was nowhere to go?
Oh, you peed in a golf hole?
Yeah.
You peed in the golf hole and left it there for the next person?
No, it soaks up.
Yeah, I'm sure it drains. It's just there's nothing right there. It's just dirt underneath the cup. They're aerated or whatever you would say. I mean, you can probably... So, wait. What hole number was it?
I gotta look. They took off all the flags, so I had to find a hole in the moonlight.
Were you golfing? Were you actually?
No.
You were just walking across a golf course.
Yeah, I was walking back.
And then you're like, "Hey, well, fuck! I gotta pee. There's a tree. Oh, way over there is hole number 4."
To be honest, it was like the pee hit me like 5 minutes before I even got to the golf course, and then I was like, "Oh, I should find a bathroom." I was like, "No, you know what? I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna pee in a fucking."
And you did it. Now, the person you were with, were they excited about that you did that? Because they probably live there and have to see all these people in the community. How'd they enjoy that?
I was not with anyone.
You were golfing by yourself.
He wasn't even golfing. He was just walking.
You were just walking?
Walking, yeah. Walking back to the hotel.
And that's breaking news with Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Wow, Ari, that was great. That was great. I like that, but you know, Ari, you don't give a shit.
Ari, what do you think about this World Series? We were discussing it
right
before you got in. I mean, World Series starts today. NBA starts today.
Yeah, that's big news. I mean, you got to like Kansas City, but then, I don't know, who likes the Mets? Does anybody like the Mets?
I mean,
I grew up liking the Mets. I really loved Doc Gooden and
imagine
Darryl
that. Strawberry. Imagine that. Sam Tripoli's heroes are Doc Gooden and Darryl Strawberry.
They were fun to watch.
Of course, because they were constantly doing coke and fucking hookers.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Now, on the way over here, I was listening to Colin Cowherd. A lot of people don't like his show. I like his show. I think he's sometimes he says some dumb shit, but
he's a nice guy. He's a lot of the guys that work on my show are friends of his.
Sometimes he says dumb shit, but I said, who are we to talk?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
I like his stuff. He had Lenny Dykstra on today.
Uh-huh.
And Lenny Dykstra was talking about
fresh out of jail,
was talking about how basically he'd never read a book up until jail because he didn't want to ruin his eyes for baseball. But he said something very interesting. Is he said he took money he made in baseball and paid private detectives to fucking snoop on all the umpires and get any information he could on them so that he had information. He said, and you go, you look at his stats, the year after he did that, he led the next 2 or 3 years after that, he led the league in walks.
So you think they knew he was onto them and then said, lay off
the
guy?
He said he would say shit to them when he came up to the plate. Hey, did you cover last night?
I know about Margaret.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see if I can look it up real quick.
He would know that they were gambling.
Yeah. It's supposedly on TMZ right now, but go on, guys. Talk.
I saw something about that on Bleacher Report. Ari, I got yelled at Red Zone this week, and I was telling Sam about it yesterday.
For what, rooting for the Falcons?
No. Whenever there's whenever we as a show broadcast two games at once, Andrew actually does the play-by-play for both games, and we kind of lose the sound on each game. So he has his hand in the air, which means I'm on air, don't anybody talk, or otherwise it'll get broadcast. So that's the only time I can't really talk. And while he's doing that, I didn't know we were playing two games at once, and Andrew was calling play-by-play. And I'm watching an onside kick for the Colts, which they almost got, which would have changed the whole game. And standing right next
to
No, Colts were playing
Patriots.
Patriots. Yep, Colts Patriots. And that's when the Colts
were creeping
back in right there. They tried an onside kick, almost got it, but it went out of bounds. They didn't get it. Standing right next to him, I go, "Oh my God!" So if you're watching Red Zone right there during that onside kick, I assure you, you heard me scream, "Oh my God." What you don't know is Andrew looks at me, and because he can't talk, he jumps up and down, stomping like King Kong at the top of the fucking thing in the old video game. He's stomping up and down.
Donkey Kong,
yeah. And mouths to me, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" To which I mouth to him, I'm holding my head and I mouth to him, "I'm so sorry."
Wow.
And then he goes back to commenting the games. And then I hear, "Kill his mic," because then we just went to one game. And then he was pretty cool about it. I do that twice a year. This year I've made it to...
Yeah, I remember the Falcons. The Falcons game went crazy. And he had to be
Ari.
But I'm good at that. I expect it during the Falcons game. Like, I can walk away. I can throw my clipboard.
Hold on. That your personality is you almost... What? I don't know how to explain this.
Can you hear this, Ari?
Your psychology... You had something with opiates, and I know you did went into rehab.
Oh,
and
you can't hear it.
Was that the mask pain? Oh, got into that. Well, why'd you get into that?
Great point. So, this is in the Phillies, when I had after 6-7 surgeries, and, you know, when we played back then, it's like, you can't play? What? Just take more.
If you can't hear it, we'll turn it off.
Out-drug it.
Sorry.
Right. No, so, you listen to it already.
My teammates had seen drinking 18, 20 beers to have to get the pain away.
You didn't want
to
do
and
that.
And I said to my trainer, I'm always kind of ahead of the curve. Isn't there something easier I can do so I'm not hungry?
So sorry. We'll play another time.
We'll post it. We'll post the Lenny Dykstra thing on the website or whatever so you can hear it.
Yeah, we'll post it. Sorry. Go on. Sorry. I just played the video. Sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
You know what we should play? We should post on the website. Did you see the Major League Baseball commentators talking about, it was sorority day.
Yeah. About the selfies?
Oh, my God. And they're all taking selfies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're watching the game. That's what's wrong with shit like that today. It was about 8 girls in the stands, and it was like their whole sorority, like, "Let's go to a fucking Red Sox Diamonds." It was Diamondbacks. Yeah, Diamondbacks game. They're all sitting there for solid 5 minutes. They never once look at the field. They're all just taking selfies with each other. "I'm eating a hot dog. Look at me eating a churro." Like, probably took 35 pictures in 5 minutes. The camera catches him in the outfield, like as a cameraman, like they always do. They're like, oh, here's a bunch of beautiful women.
Here's hot chicks.
Here's hot chicks. Let's get a quick shot of them. While they get a shot of them, none of them are watching the game. They all have their little Diamondback hats on and little tank tops and look how cute I am. Every one of them, and one of the guys commentating the game is like, Mal, look at that, man. Every single one of them is looking at their phone right now.
Yeah, he goes, every one of them. There's 8 people on the screen. Every one of them. Not one person looking at the game.
Not one's looking at the game. And then they come back to them. They're all looking at, oh, my God. Now look at them. They're all doing, taking pictures. Every one of them.
Yeah,
oh.
one of them's doing the bird face, the duck face.
They all are they start doing play-by-play.
When did duck face become hot?
Never! Only women seem to think that this means that you're hot. I don't know any guy that finds that attractive.
I think you just meant like you don't care. Like, whatever, but they're doing it wrong.
No, it means look how plump my lips are.
Yeah. Look at these DSLs.
Hey, bitch, they got the seat that I wanted. You want fat lips? Is that what turns you on? I'll give you a fat lip, cunt.
Okay, Red Sox.
Get out of my seat.
Just uncalled for.
I want to watch the game.
This is rude. This is rude. That was rude. Violence against women is not acceptable. Hey, well, that's it.
Oh, wait, my favorite one, though, is that they're talking about them. You know, it's baseball. It's slow. You can do whatever you want.
Sure, and it might have been in between innings.
And then they turn, and they go, you know, Michael Kadire is like, oh, he gets a hit up this middle. And then they cut back to the girls, and they go, and nobody noticed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ari, how many times have you done stand-up and girls just are on their phone the whole fucking time? I grab their phones and start rubbing my taint on it. I take their phone, shove it down my pants, and rub my fucking their phone on my taint like it's like I'm trying to get a genie to come out of my dick, and I hand them back to their phone. It's like,
the other night in the OR, I think I got a 4-person 70-year-old orgy going.
Yeah, that's great.
There's 4 70-year-olds right in the front row, and right when I walked up, I was like, oh, God, no. And then I just, the whole set was right at them. I'm like, you guys are going to fuck, who's fucking who here? The whole time, I just talked to these 4 70-year-olds.
Old people used to fuck, dude.
They love it. They seem like
we
still are.
We didn't invent donkey punching. It was invented a long time ago.
No. Or rape or all the good stuff.
Hey, can I ask you guys, Ari, do you ever watch Narcos?
No, I saw like 5 minutes of once with Diaz.
Let me ask Sam a question. Sam, have you ever watched it not in German?
Yes, I have.
Ari, Sam, everyone's talking about Narcos. So Sam goes, man, I just don't get this goddamn show, man. How do you ever know what people are saying? Yeah. I go, you read the fucking parts when they speak Spanish, you read it in English. But it's not in English. It's in, like, German or something. I go, well, dude, you got your fucking, you got to fix your Netflix thing because you got to put it in English. Fuck. I go, how many episodes have you watched in German? Like 3. It was the bad, dude. I laughed for fucking 5 minutes. This guy's watching German Narcos, baffled by what's going on.
Dude, that
I just don't get why everybody likes this show. I mean, it seems good.
It is. I love it. But there's a bit of cheesy comedy to it.
And what element? Probably.
There's some funny stuff where you're like the cat. This cat is fucking.
Yeah.
CIA.
But I believe that was a true story.
But they were actually like
if you kill a pet, like a pet of a DEA agent, that's considered killing a family member of the DEA, and then you can prosecute or get warrants or go after people for that exact reason.
Guys, really? Ari, you're doing a lot of great shit, so this might not apply to you, but anybody in LA who listens to this and you start wondering, like, how am I ever going to get anything going in my career, I want you to watch a movie called Tooken. It got made.
T-O-O-K-E-N?
Yeah, okay. It's a ripoff of Taken.
Sure, okay.
It's a parody of it.
Okay.
It got made. When you watch how bad this movie is, it will give you hope that anything can get made.
It can get made.
You just got to make it and fucking work. That's it, man.
Now, is it a parody in the sense of like Sharknado, like it's so bad that it's funny and good? Like they intentionally made it horrifically bad?
It's possible, but I don't. It's definitely possible that that's what they tried to do, but it didn't. It didn't work at all. I mean, it's awful.
Right.
The acting is awful. I'm so pissed. I literally dropped my agent when I saw this. I sent them an email and I dropped that. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. Well,
I go, if I could even go into that,
you were thinking about doing.
I don't need to be with you.
I've got a business idea. All right, now that you got some cash flow coming, maybe you might want to invest in this. I would ask Ren Azizi, but he and I already have some other business ventures that we're working on. Edible ashtrays, different things that I'm working on. But for you, edible ashtrays. I got mistletoe belts for kids. I got a lot of fucking good ideas.
Mistletoe belts for kids.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a cash maker. I'm working on and Ren Azizi's investing in all these. But for you, I'm going to give you a business opportunity, Ari, now that you got some money coming in.
Thanks, man.
Books for Dummies for Dummies. And it's a book for dummies about how to read all these books for dummies.
Oh, I like that.
Boom.
I like that. My head did explode.
See what I mean? Because you got to be a big-time dummy if you can't even – what's that?
But one question. Wouldn't the Books on Dummies people have the rights to that one?
That's where your money comes in, bro. I need like 200 grand to get my foot in the door with this guy.
No. You do Books for Even Dumber.
Dummies.
Yeah. So they can't sue you because it's not the same thing.
Okay. I like
that. Hey, you're on with Ari Shaffir from Hawaii. He fucks fours in Australia.
I like the other Ari better.
Oh, you like the new Ari. Ari 2.
We all do.
Why'd you like Ari 2?
Pretty awesome.
Why'd you like Ari 2?
Because
he put his friends on his TV show. Is that why you like him?
Well, you guys should be on. I don't know why Ari's being so Jewy towards you guys.
This
guy gets the show.
I wasn't nice to Ari when he was a door guy or something. I'm paying the price right now. So what are you calling
in
about?
Which white guys did I get? I got in two of my friends. That's all I could get. And those were fucking fights.
Yeah, and the fucking guy who does Playboy Morning Radio,
Moshe.
Moshe.
Oh, Ari, why don't you put the two guys that do a podcast with you on your show?
Oh man, the people are calling in.
The people have spoken, Ari.
Ari, number one.
Ari,
I'm trying to hang up on this guy, but my computer's glitching.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't work.
Why isn't this fucking working?
Oh, well, what are you calling about?
What else? What's up, dude?
Nothing, just calling from Winnipeg. Just know what you guys are picking for hockey this season. Who's taking it?
Oh, great question.
You know me.
I'm really in on this hockey thing.
I got to go Blackhawks.
I'm going to go Kings versus...
I'm going Jets, just because you called.
Jets.
Okay, Ari. I'll let you back in the good book.
Ari's back in.
Suck ass.
Oh, my God. This guy's on the show. Fucking ridiculous.
What an asshole.
Hey,
Canadians don't count as white people. They count as super white
people.
Can
I just ask you, there's a bunch of, I feel like from watching Barry Melrose on SportsCenter, which is the most hockey coverage I get, that there's a couple of these rookies that are really, like, blowing people away in terms of how polished the game is.
Can I cut you off, Sam?
Yes.
I just drove from Winnipeg to Edmonton to see Connor McDavid play. This kid is treated like God there. He got a tripping penalty, and they booed the ref insanely for an obvious open ice tripping penalty.
Oh, but is he good?
He's good.
He's like really good.
Your top guys are going to be Connor McDavid, Ty Domi's lighting it up, Lindbergh in New York, Ehlers here in Winnipeg.
Now Edmonton's been bad for a little while, so now they have a couple number ones on their team, right? Or at least like
Edmonton sucks. They're always going to suck. They're always cellar dwellers. Edmonton sucks.
I love Edmonton.
Edmonton's got a whole bunch of first round draft picks with no defensemen.
None.
They
picked up Rangers backup from last year, Talbot. He's a good goalie. He's going to get lit up there. They got no one on defense.
What I like about hockey female fans is they seem to fuck more. Like, I think you have a better shot of fucking a hockey fan than you do. Like, a chick who likes the NBA only wants to fuck millionaire black guys. That's all she wants to fuck.
No, hockey fans, they will fuck other hockey fans. They like to have they're the kind of chicks that like a nice draft beer and have their pants around their ankles in the bathroom, getting bent over, loaded like a shotgun, you pig!
But, you know, I'll be honest with you, baseball chicks love to fuck at the game. More than any other game I've ever seen, baseball chicks will fuck.
You always see baseball chicks giving hand jobs. There's all kinds of videos of that
giving hand jobs.
Yep.
Yankee fans fucking in the bathroom. Just chicks getting loaded like a shotgun.
Yep.
Fucking, like, if it's an empty thing, they'll go up really high and they'll try to fuck so nobody can see them fucking.
Oh, Ari, number one, I got a story for you. I was talking to Toby apparently the other night, and here's how the climate of the Comedy Store has changed.
Is this a sad story?
No. Well, this is a sad story for the kids these days. Ari,
yeah.
I guess last Monday, there was some girl that was in the OR late night, and Don was in New York, and they're like whoever's on stage, I don't know, Dave Taylor or somebody, it was like, hey, let's get this girl on stage. She was like, I'll show my pussy and my asshole on stage. She gets on stage, and they're like, Toby, can we get this girl a drink? Because she just showed her pussy on stage, and Toby's like, fuck yeah, dog. I'll get her a drink right now, bro. Right now, bro.
Yeah.
So he gives her a drink. He's managing. No problem. Gives her a drink. She shows her pussy and her butthole on stage and her tits, everything. She comes out of the bathroom, and Toby's like, hey, what's up? You look like you and I have a fucking good time. She's like, yeah, I'm here just for like a couple days. I totally like, I'm the girl that showed my pussy on stage. Toby's like, I'll tell you what. Here's what you do. You want to have a good time? You go in that room again. There's going to be one guy that's in that room, whether they're wearing a black Comedy Store shirt or it's a comic that's sitting in the back. Somebody's going to fucking show you a good time tonight and give you all the dick that you want. She's like, awesome. I'm totally down for that. She goes in. Toby leaves. He's leaving.
What's our Toby? Oh, Toby just got married.
Yeah, he's married. So Toby's leaving, and he's, like, looking around, like, as he's pulling out, like, seeing, like, which guy's trying to rap to her and talk to this chick who's like, getting the fucking freebie. Doesn't see. Yeah. He's like, yeah, somebody must have left with her. He takes a left. He's heading home, driving home. Sees her sitting there waiting for the bus by herself. None of these young guys know how to close anymore.
Dude, there was a chick going to everybody one time. Oh, you got to finish.
No, I'm saying 8 years ago.
She would have been
any
fucked.
Of us. She'd have been banged She'd by been four
three,
of us.
Three
yeah.
dicks deep.
Yeah.
She'd be three dicks deep. We did a show.
It would have been Yorkie and PJ or something.
That's what he said. He's like,
I'm really pissed.
He's like,
Ari,
PJ wasn't even
not
there.
Not only do you disrespect my storytelling, but you disrespect the fact that you don't think I would slam pigs, okay?
He said she wasn't that bad. He said she was like about a seven.
He's like, she was fucked and pregnant by the end of the night.
She had nice tits. He's like, she was... He goes, anybody would have banged
her. There was
her.
A girl in the back room. Hey.
Canada, good luck to you. Good luck to you, buddy.
There was a girl in the back at the Comedy Store one time, literally going around going, I want to suck everybody's dick. And she was cute. She was acting like, I'll fuck you. I'm like, lady, you're talking, you're in a shark tank and you're throwing chum at everybody.
Yeah.
She's like, I fucking suck. So I'm like, dude. Somebody go fuck this chick.
Yeah.
So this guy, the kid that Mike Favorman knocked out.
Yeah. Oh, I was there that night.
Grabs her, goes
yeah,
to the back.
Yeah, he was hammered.
And comes back, oh, what happened? He's like, nothing. She's like, she wouldn't do it, and I didn't have a condom, so I didn't want to do it. I go, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was there that night. Dave Taylor was on stage for all that. I was there that
horrible,
night.
Horrible.
I tell you what we think is, before we get to this caller, hang on 1 second, caller. Nick Youssef and I were talking about this with
Toby.
He's
put out a new album already,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's going to doing it up in at Punchline San Francisco. So in November, check your Twitter, check your Instagram for Nick Youssef. If you're in San Francisco, go to his live taping and support a good friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. I have a guy who wants to shoot my special. I'm just fucking trying to lock it all down.
I have a special guy that wants to shoot me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little similar.
T-Bow with a fucking gem.
See what I did there? All right, so tell me what you guys think about this. And Nick and I were talking about it. We're like, here's where the culture has changed. Oh, you know, all of us, sure, we're a little bit older now. That doesn't really factor. We'll all fuck. But now... It's such a weed stoner culture, and everybody there, from employees to all the younger comics that should be banging, are all so stoned. And in our day, we were all drunk as fuck. We would occasionally smoke pot, but we were all drinkers.
We would be doing coke.
Yeah, and coke, too.
You didn't do the coke thing. I was fucking.
Yeah. I mean, I had a little window of coke, but I was
Jill
mostly
Allen
a huge
was
drinker.
Pablo Escobar of fucking the Comedy
yeah,
Store.
Yeah. She definitely was. Cockblock Escobar.
Somebody saw that she was headlining a show in Long Beach.
Who?
Jill Allen.
Wow.
Why don't we waste any time on that?
What?
Ari, if you put her on your storyteller show, I'm going to have a meltdown.
I would just love to have her tell a story about all the dick she took.
I don't think that.
Shout out to one of our favorite people in the world, Katie Manziel. Her birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Katie.
Yeah, we miss you.
By the way, if she told that story, that'd be a never-ending story.
Yeah, that would be. That'd be the first special that was 5 hours long.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It'd be like that fucking Jerry Lewis telethon kind
of. All right, 323, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Hello? Oh, man, he chickened
out. It was Josh Martin. I was calling to
talk. You wanted to call and talk a lot of shit.
I want to talk about the Pelicans.
I think they're going to be decent. It's just a hard West, dude.
I mean, it's a hard West, but I'm saying, are they going to be in that 8th seed or higher or not?
I think they can make it.
I would like Ari's opinion on something.
Yeah?
What the fuck happened to your Cowboys on Sunday? You guys had that. All you had to do was catch a punt. You guys just keep giving it away.
Hold on. We didn't have it. We were down 7 with a minute and a half left and no timeouts.
Well, you can't ask for anything more. Catch a punt at the 30. Move the chains. You had 2 timeouts.
No timeouts. You
blew them on their last drive?
No, what we needed was a drive before that when we ended on 4th down at the fucking, 25, 30-yard line.
What's the shit with Hardy?
Yeah, dude. I think that guy...
He's fired up. They're not even thinking about it.
He didn't even show up for practice this week, and they had to go looking for him, and then he was like, yeah, I was sick.
He's crazy. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys?
Hey, Sam.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. How about your Raiders?
Ah, boom!
Raiders look good.
Dude, Cooper looks insane.
Yeah, he's good.
Cooper looks like he's playing on another level. Cooper, Gurley are like two of the best offensive weapons to come in the league in a while. In a while.
Yeah.
They're fucking good.
I mean, I don't know about in a while. What? Define a while.
What?
Define a while.
What?
Oh, let me guess. Somebody
define a while.
What?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck's not playing that well.
I mean, this year, but he's still good.
He is good. I know. But he's
Julio
good.
Jones, AJ Green. I mean, there's a lot of good
Julio
offensive
Julio Jones
weapons.
Did not come on like this, like Cooper did.
You're nuts. His rookie year was lights out his rookie
not
year.
Not like this. This kid is fucking lighting it up. Did you see that run?
He had 3 touchdowns?
Pass, and he fucking jukes and he runs. And, dude, people breaking ankles on this guy.
What does he have, 3 touchdowns?
Dude.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying Julio Jones came out lights out.
He's having a historical season. Like him, Randy Moss, and one other guy. Like 500 yards in their first X number of games. All this shit. He's blowing it up. The Raiders are great. Here's the most interesting thing. With the exception of the Chargers, St. Louis and Oakland both having pretty good seasons. Who do you think comes to L.A., 619?
Everybody's submitting. I mean, he had 8 touchdowns and 1,000 yards his rookie year, Julio.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders and the Rams.
Is this Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan, how are you,
hey,
dude?
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you identify?
I couldn't hear anything. All I heard was that.
Okay, well, that's our show. That's what we do. We yell a lot. Ryan, did we lose Ari?
No, I'm here.
Ryan, I don't know what we just lost Ryan.
His kid probably hung up.
I just want to tell him that his vegetable burrito has had me contemplating going vegetarian. It was so good.
Which burrito? Vegan burrito?
Dude, his breakfast burritos, I think about once a week. I want to go to La Jolla because I want a gig. I like staying in the condo. But I want
French fries and a breakfast burrito.
His breakfast burritos.
Yes, I think he's got French fries. I don't know why he hung up, dude. I think he got a little nervous.
I think his kid. He's got a baby in his arms.
He's got a baby.
Cute little
he's a good guy. That burrito's great.
Great guy. Great food.
You ever come to L.A.? Bring a couple vegetarian burritos
and a
dog.
Breakfast burrito. No cheese. But if
why
you're
no
ever,
cheese? Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I just don't. I'm just not a huge cheese guy. I mean, I like pizza, but I'm not a huge throw cheese
on
everything guy.
You are so interesting. There are things I learn something new about you all the time.
Why? Because I don't like a shitload of cheese on my breakfast burrito.
What one of your friends doesn't like cheese? You would not be one of them. I would assume you were a big cheese guy.
I mean, it just depends.
Right?
On certain things, yes.
Aaron, would you say you thought Tebow was a big cheese guy?
Yeah. I mean, on certain things, cheese, yes. On certain things, no.
Okay. Dude, I do respect the fuck out of
that. Maybe that's why I'm so thin. I don't throw cheese on every goddamn thing that I eat.
Okay, that was shots fired. That was
no,
shots
I'm just
fired.
Saying. You always say I have crack metabolism.
Wow.
Without doing crack.
Yeah, that
maybe
is
if,
true.
Maybe if you fat fucks weren't cheesing it all up.
Dude, that was rude. You fat fucks weren't cheesing it all up.
I was talking to the world, Sam, not just
hey,
you.
Ari.
All right, how long are you in Hawaii?
I'm there until straight until I go to Calgary on November 4th.
Oh, you're there a while. What are you, vacation?
A whole week?
God. Well, I got to do all this editing for my show. You guys wouldn't understand.
Oh, all right.
And,
so
and,
just go back
I figured,
to fucking your Australian
to be here
pig.
I Comedy Festival. They got moved, so I said, fuck it. I'll do my editing from here.
You're editing?
I hate it.
Oh, you're sending them notes.
Yeah, but you got to do it over and over and over
again.
I got you. This is just the first round before you've seen every story 35 times, and you still have to look at it. The fucking, you can't even look
I
away.
I love that. Ari, that's how you do it, man. You fucking got to own your shit. Dude.
You know,
you got to own it.
We were talking the other day, a few of us at the Ice House a couple weeks ago, and we were saying, if you could come back as anybody, not Abraham Lincoln, not anybody like, you know, that's dead, but like come back as like somebody else other than you now, whose life would you totally love to have? And I thought about it long and hard. You know, you go with Michael Jordan, you think of all these athletes, and I came up with Justin Timberlake. He can act, he
that's
can sing, he can dance,
he's
good looking, he gets a lot of pussy,
yeah.
He's a nice guy,
he's gay.
He's never in trouble.
He's
a
gay.
Good, I don't know, dude. I
he's
think
gay.
This guy's, no.
He's gay.
If he's gay, I don't want to be straight. He,
so you'd come back gay.
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
Jeter's not bad. Jeter or the two of them.
Well,
Jeter
gay,
would be good
too. Pussy. I can't prove that he's gay, but I know. But he's fake married
Did
to
I
a hot
tell
bitch.
You the time I that this woman tried to kill herself in front of my car? She tried to throw herself in front of the car, and we Day and I hit the brake. We're like, "What the fuck?" She's like, "My girlfriend just left me. I hate my life. Hit me with your car." I'm like, "Calm
down." Oh yeah,
down.
I think that's when we were neighbors.
I go, "Listen, man, life is worth living. Come hang out with us." No, I don't want to die. I'm like, "Listen, we're gonna go watch Justin Timberlake host the Saturday Night Live at the Comedy Store. Fuck him, he's gay." I'm like, dude. So that's how I know.
So that's your source.
How you know?
Yeah,
that's your source.
Yeah.
Forget that he's married to Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Your source is a crazy fucking dyke that tried to kill herself in front of your car.
Yeah.
That's your goddamn source.
Yes.
Well, you know what, Sam? I'm gonna have to go ahead and believe it. Because it sounds believable to me, and that's breaking news with Sam Tripoli.
Some drunk girl said, Jesus Christ.
Wow. So my choice was Timberlake. But now, based on everything that I've been hearing for the last maybe 4 months of my life, it might be Ari Shaffir.
That's not a bad decision. I mean, you have to go through those awkward years of like all the way up to about 34.
All the suicidal years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when Ari wanted to kill himself?
All the troubled. Yeah, there's times where we were.
Remember when Ari went through his high school teenage girl phase where he was telling everybody he wanted to kill himself so everyone would tell him how much they loved him?
You had to go. You have to go through the the G.I. Joe Cobra t-shirt days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go through all the fighting with Bobby Lee days, the fighting with fucking.
Rogan's definitely somebody I wouldn't mind coming back as.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind coming back as Rogan, but I'm not. He's so big into the animal killing thing, and it's not me. Ooh, D'Elia would be a good one.
D'Elia got a big dick. You fucked everything.
You're rich. You're rich even if you quit everything. You're going to be in
hell. Oh, dude. Fucking. I know a couple people have fucked him. Said he's got a horse cock.
Yeah. Skidmore said he's got a huge wang.
How about the guy from X-Files?
Duchovny?
Who came back.
Yeah, but he had a huge sex addiction problem and all kinds of stuff he went through.
Yeah, he partied a little bit, but he's now a...
But Timberlake has just gone scot-free without a lot of problems and drama.
But he takes it in the ass, according to my sources.
According to Sam's sources, breaking news with Sam Tripoli. That was the best. That was the best. Hey, man, you know what? According to Boon Shakalaka, Michael Jordan's coming back to the NBA.
Ari's definitely up there. He's definitely somebody. I see the thing.
I mean,
is
just
like
I'm going to go to Hawaii.
He
is edit for
most
a while.
Money, Most money, least amount of work, most bitches. Sure. That's the key, and that's why I throw D'Elia
most
in there.
Bitches, least trouble, but I like the versatility of Timberlake. He's not just a singer.
By the way, Chris D'Elia would love
act,
to know.
Be in movies. He's funny on Saturday Night Live. He's charismatic. He's a decent actor. He's not ugly. He gets a lot of puss. Maybe he's got a little
cock. How about
cock.
This, Bill Burr? Bill Burr has all
Bill
the
Burr,
things you
I
want.
Thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Theater, money, and enough fame, just enough fame to be
I
famous, but not enough that he gets bothered
he
everywhere
go,
he goes.
That he can't
like,
go to
Rogan
Ralph's.
Can't go anywhere without taking a million pictures.
Yeah.
Fucking Bill Burr sells out theaters, does stand-up, does
Bill
enough.
Bill Burr's borderline, though. I think he gets bothered here or there. Also, I don't think he fucks enough.
Yeah.
That is, there's something very blue-collar about Bill Burr. He's a very blue-collar, like, I love my woman, I love this, and that's why his comedy translates so well.
What about Bill Cosby? That's a lot of pussy.
That is a lot of pussy.
And he didn't get a divorce?
How about Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx might be a good one.
You come back, you're fucking, can sing, dance, everything.
Yeah.
You got black dick, you're fucking married. And you're famous enough that you
But he's still, like, you grow. He's grown up. He's older than us. He grew up at a time where he had to deal with a lot of racism by being a black guy. I want no trouble from the time I come out of my mom's cunt. Timberlake was famous at, like, from 10 on, had the easy life, and didn't have to deal with any drama, no addiction, no racism. It's just pussy, 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 money, money,
but
money.
In the ass, in the ass, in the ass.
But that's according to your source.
Yes.
That's according to your source.
We're wrapping up. You didn't get time to do dates out of the gates. Where you want to be?
I would like to say I'll be in Calgary a week from Thursday. I can't be there for press, so I'm asking everybody to go to the Thursday show. And in return, I'm going to do like an hour 20 and smoke pot with everybody, every bong, every pipe, every joint.
James, have you heard that? Will you tweet that? That he can't make press. So everybody, is it Yuck Yucks or are you going to Comedy Cave?
Yuck Yucks. I mean, you can come whenever you want, but if you're guessing which one to come to, come Thursday.
What are you doing?
I just sat on my balls. So
okay. So James, tweet that. Ari Shaffir. Calgary, what date?
November 5th, and then also the 6th and 7th.
Okay, so Ari's going to be out there, 3 dates. Hang up, go with him. If you go to the Thursday show, Ari will do a lot of time for you and smoke weed with you.
Yes, there you go.
All right, Ari, thank you. Talk to
you
soon,
Ari.
I'll
talk to you soon, buddy. I love you.
Hey, 608, what's going on? You're closing out the show. What's the word?
Ari, hey, what's up, man?
Nada.
I'm up in Madison, Wisconsin.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm trying to get out there. What's the word? You got our final say. So what do you want to talk about?
Man, I write for the website. I met Ori up in Montreal. I wrote the thing about him and T about the fight.
And Ari. Oh, and you had him winning, right?
Sorry, my bad.
You had him winning?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
And that's
goodbye.
Our show.
That's the end of that
go
show.
To our sponsors, Caveman Coffee,
okay.
BetDSI.com.
Talking like that.
Play Draft. And don't forget our Amazon link. Go to Punch Drunk Sports. And thanks for everybody for listening.
All right, guys. Guys, tell your friends. Help us out. Great things are coming. We'll talk to you soon. Take
Suck
care.
It.
Bye.
Suck it. Suck it.